You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Wow. Thank you. So the first thing I would like to say to all of you is, oh my goodness, it is so good to see you guys again. Being your class sponsor was one of the greatest blessings of my entire life. And any time I see you all, I am so proud of each and every one of you. I see you all together, and you guys are happy and laughing and joyful. And most importantly, every time I visited you all have been kind. And that is what I'm most proud of. So I continue to bless or pray and that Jesus would work in you, because I know he is. So I also enjoy seeing you guys at the local Walmart. I see you guys like every once in a while there, and I treasure it deeply. But I'll begin our time together with a short little story. It was the summer of 2019. I had found myself in the employment of the local Jessamine County Water Park. The fresh air would breeze over the pool as the sun glistened over the waves, and the birds chirped over the bright flowers. But all was not entirely well at this water park. There were dark forces of corruption everywhere. And by that, I mean it was super sketchy. It was not good. See, the pumps in the break room, you know, that would, you know, clean the pool and stuff. Do you know who was in charge of cleaning those pumps and, you know, like, getting a wrench and making sure all the pressure was right? Me. I was the pump guy, and I was 18. And I turned 24 tomorrow, and I would not trust myself now with that. But anyways, you know, it was just bad. It was sketchy. But I grew to kind of like the park, so I had decided I would kind of tough it out toward the end of the summer. But there were some of the other guards were doing, like, you know, the smoking and stuff. So, but anyways, I decided to tough it up. But there's this one day I'm there, and a bird comes by and is flying. And the bird dies and falls into the water, right? And so when you have a dead bird in the water, birds are super, they have like all that bacteria in them. You know, they're super unhealthy. And the manager, you know, I blowed the whistle. I got everyone out. And I said to the manager, should we shock it? And the manager just, he gets like a pool, like a net, and gets the bird out and just tosses it and doesn't do anything. And so that day, I don't know what happened in me, but I snapped. You know, I just said, I went back to my, you know, stand, but I snapped and I said, I'm done. And I walked out of the pool and left, and they were fine. You know, there were other guards there. But I had reached my breaking point, and I couldn't take it anymore and just left. And the reason I'm sharing this story is all of us everywhere, we are born into this world. We're born into a family. We're born into a culture. We're born into situations and places. We're born into institutions. And they're not always good. And they're not always, they don't always exactly resonate with the deep cores of our Christian faith. And so, kind of in my journey, the most confusing part of my Christian life has been, I know Jesus. I know who he is. I know what he is. I know his love for me. I know his love for other people. And how do I have integrity in that and going everywhere I do? And at that time, at the age 18, you know, I was still kind of learning into Ephesians 4:13, until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to full and complete standards of Christ. And that is a process that I'm still on, and we all are. Yeah. So Philippians 4:15 says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does." And because of Jesus' salvation in my heart, this is something that I desire and that I'm convicted for. And it's probably something that you all desire and you are convicted for. Because God has saved you, and Jesus has saved you. And how do I explain this? If you have been saved by God, then you share in the convictions of God. If you love Jesus, you share something deeply in common with God the Father. God the Father loves Jesus like you do. The Holy Spirit loves Jesus like you do. If you love the Holy Spirit, you share something deeply in common with Jesus, because Jesus loves the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11 says, "And if the spirit of him who was raised with Jesus from the dead is living in you, and he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because the spirit who lives in you. If you love and believe in Jesus," and this, I finished the thing and then I spoke into it. Sorry, I'm so nervous. Anyways, if you're a Christian, then Jesus lives in you. And it's true. And no one can take it away. And that's awesome and good. But the thing that is, has that been true for you guys in life? Because it's been true for me. But the confusing part is sometimes I mess up, and sometimes we all mess up. Do you mind if I pray real quick? God, my sermon notes got printed incorrectly. Because of that, the words I printed out don't make sense. But God, I know that you are still good, and that you still love us, and that you love all of these people, and you still love me. Lord Jesus, please continue to bless us. Amen. All right, so I'm just going to talk to you all now, because that's not going to work. So after I graduated, I have been in seminary, and you know, I've been picking up different jobs and doing stuff like this all around. And in the summer, I was speaking to a group of college students, or not college students, high school students, so kids that are like 14 or 15. And I preached a very simple message about Jesus and, you know, him dying on the cross for them. And when I spoke the message and I told them that God loved them and that Jesus died for the cross and for them, when I did that, the Holy Spirit fell on them. And it was kind of like a little outpouring, you know? And it was amazing. And I saw kids get healed and kids receive Jesus for the first time. And so I thought that I would keep doing stuff like that and keep living in the Holy Spirit, and it would be entirely perfect. But then a month goes by, and this summer I was with, I visit my grandparents a lot. I was with my grandma, and she had a heart attack, like with me, you know, and passed away. And I'll be honest, like, I have not had an experience with the Holy Spirit in a powerful way since I preached with those high school students. And I don't know why that is. I think part of it was everyone in their lives needs to understand the gospel. Everyone, those kids that I spoke to, they needed to know God loved them. They needed to know that there was hope. And we all do. And I don't really understand exactly why we experience God in the way we do at certain times and then why we don't. But what I do know is that hearing from God is not so much about supernatural gifting. No, hearing from God is about recognizing Him. It's about knowing exactly who He is, so that when you interact with people, you know how to treat them. When you see things that are wrong, you know it hurts God's heart. Listening to God is more about living with Him in the world, and especially living with your other Christians, praying with other people. That is how you experience God. And honestly, like, the supernatural is expected, and we can have faith that God moves. But I increasingly grow to understand that Jesus is the prize, and that just knowing and believing Him and having faith is good enough. And so no one can ever disqualify you from your faith in Jesus, and no one can disqualify that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, because belief in Jesus is the proof of the Holy Spirit. And that was essentially the theme of my message before it got, some paragraphs got, you know, put up there and put down there. But I think in concluding and summarizing the message is that life is incredibly difficult. It's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to live with the Holy Spirit. But it'll all be okay, because your salvation is already guaranteed. And there's something that every person in this room, me included, will experience, is the world may be broken now, but Jesus is coming back, and the world will not be broken forever. And it's not a matter if the rapture happens in our lifetimes or not. We will all see that day, whether it happens if comes in our lifetime, but if not in our lifetime, we will still see it. We will be resurrected when He comes, and we'll witness that. And when it does happen, the Holy Spirit will live in us continually, and we will continually be filled with the glory of God together. And another thing, I just want to thank you all so much for how you guys are responding to this. That's awesome. Mind if I pray for you all really quick? Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for all of my friends and all of the students. God, I pray that as they continue out their 3 semesters at Asbury, that you would still be with them, and that you would give them joy and love and peace. In Christ's name, amen.